Ah, wonderful. You're right on time. Don't be shy, sweetheart. Come a little closer. That's it. We can't have a conversation from opposite sides of the room now, can we? What's with that nervous look you're giving me, dear? My guards didn't hurt you, did they? Well, they oughtn't have. I told them to be gentle when they apprehended you. You don't seem to be injured. Maybe something else is bothering you? Whatever it is, you can tell me. I'm a very good listener. You should know that by now. Yeah, I could see why this could be confusing for you. To be perfectly honest, I never expected to do this sort of thing myself. Kidnapping people off the street isn't really my MO, you see? I did try to get in touch with you, but you haven't been returning any of my calls recently. In fact, you've been pretty much ignoring me completely, so what can I say? I was upset. I needed to talk to you. If you were in my position, you'd have done the same thing, no doubt. It's been really hard for me, not knowing what was going on in your head. First, I thought it was just a passing phase. Maybe you got busy with something, who knows? But you kept missing our lunches, kept ignoring my messages. When you stopped showing up for work, I knew something was wrong, so I did the rational thing and had your whereabouts looked into. What I found was disturbing, to say the least. My agent said that you'd cleared out your house, packed up all your belongings. So I dug deeper. Would you like to know what I discovered, dear? There was a plane ticket in your name. A company eager to have you on their team. Even a new apartment lined up. You were going to leave, weren't you? You were going to leave me all alone. Please just don't. There's no use trying to deny it now. All I want to know is why. Why couldn't you just tell me that you were planning to move? Why would you just cut me off like that? We've been friends for, God, I don't even know how long. You knew how hurt I'd be if you simply up and vanished, so it would have crushed me. So why, sweetheart? Why did you want to break my heart? Okay, you ran into someone you knew in college. So what? That doesn't even come close to explaining something this drastic. No, I remember her. She was perfectly normal. Nothing remarkable about her character to speak of. Always baffled me that you took an interest in such a bland person. I guess we all make strange decisions in college, don't we? Simply the way of things. Can't blame you for that, really. But I don't understand how an old crush of yours plays into you ghosting me. You didn't plan on running away with her. Of course not, that would be silly. So come on, sweetie, get to the point. That makes a bit more sense. Really didn't imagine you'd ever see her again. If I'd have known this was a possibility, I would have been more careful. Okay, truth then. I did tell her to stay away from you all those years ago. I went as far as getting her into that extended overseas study program. Paid all of the expenses out of my own goddamn pocket. It was a good deal, really. An incredible deal. She got to experience a whole other culture in all its luxury, and all she had to do was forget about you. You two weren't even dating yet. What was the harm? If only she'd keep her fucking mouth shut. I'm sure by now you've figured out that she wasn't the only woman I got out of the picture. Is this some kind of karmic revenge then? You were just going to vanish from my life, make me feel the same way you did. Please, sweetheart, you aren't that petty. And it isn't remotely the same. Those women were distractions at best. None of them could ever care about you like I do. Afraid? What reason could you ever have to be afraid of me? Okay, yes, I did kidnap you, but that was only because you pushed me. I'm not normally this aggressive. So if you're expecting an apology from me, you aren't going to get one. I did what I had to, and I don't regret that. You still don't understand. I can't give you up. I won't. I'm not crazy. If you knew the full picture, you wouldn't have said that. Please, darling. Okay. You have to hear me out. Lycans like myself have a somewhat unusual way of finding our partners. It's not something that we usually share with outsiders, but when a lycan comes across their mate, they bond with them forever. It takes time to establish that connection, though. The other person has to be in your life for years before anything happens. However, once a lycan decides on a mate, there's no going back. Found mine fairly early in life. Stole my heart without even trying to. When everyone else was trying to use me for my wealth, my power, he saw who I really am. I love him. Fiercely. Being near him is like sitting beside the fire on a cold night. Sheltered from the howling winds. Of course it's you, sweetie. Who else could be my mate? I've wanted you for so long. Ever since we first became friends, I knew it was you. The way you look at me, like I'm the only thing in the world that matters. Like you would give everything just to see me smile. It's obvious that you want this as much as I do. Shh, it's okay. You're just afraid to be honest with yourself, that's all. This kind of love can be scary. But somewhere in your heart, you know you're my mate. You know you belong to me. That's why I couldn't take any chances. All those women who came onto you were just trying to take what's mine. It's only natural that I do everything in my power to protect you from them. No lycan would sit idly by while a mate was being stolen away. They're lucky I was kind enough just to bribe them. There were times I considered using my fangs to send a message. Don't act surprised. You should know how important you are to me. I know how frightening it can be to see me like this. To see me overcome by such anger. I don't like it either, honey. But I can't help it. I love you too much. I won't let anyone else have you. Maybe this is all my fault. I should have claimed you a long time ago. My family said as much. They told me to make it official, that you'd thank me for it. But I remained stubborn. How foolish I was, thinking our customs were too brutal. That all you needed was a little space. The worst part is that it was working. We were making so much progress. I could bring you back to me with some of the flimsiest excuses. If I was bored and needed some company, you'd rush over here at a moment's notice. My patience seemed like it was finally going to pay off. And then, some vapid little cunt scared you off. I'm sorry it's come to this, sweetheart. If I'd have been honest with you from the beginning, this would never have happened. Please, don't make this more difficult than it has to be! You can't escape. I had my guards lock the door on the way out. And I'm the only one with the key. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Well, not that badly. It's pointless to fight back, honey. I'm much stronger than you. Now, get on the bed. That's better. You aren't going to try and squirm away from me, are you? Oh. Good boy. Good boy. I prefer you when you're obedient. Do you like it when I pin you down? Don't lie, sweetie. I know you love it. Tell me, have you fantasized about this? Have you dreamed about me finally claiming you? You adorable little thing, your heart's beating so fast. Must be scary, huh? Having an apex predator look at you with such hunger. Or maybe it turns you on. Maybe you can't wait for me to eat you up. Oh, it's so fun to tease you, baby. You're the perfect prey. Oh, my prey. Let's get these clothes off you. Don't worry. I'll buy you a whole new wardrobe when we start living together. You can do without that outfit in the interim, right? Yeah. It's only fair that I strip as well. You look so incredible naked. You can see my tail wagging for you. How embarrassing. I can't even hide my excitement. I just want to lick you all over. Oh, you taste delicious. There's a faint hint of sweat on your skin. Oh, you smell so good, baby. It's making me start to ache deep inside. I'm dripping all over my thighs. I've been waiting for this moment for years. But finally having you in my bed, finally claiming my mate. Oh God, it's so much better than I imagined. My instincts are taking over, telling me to mark you. I'm burning up inside. It's taking every last ounce of my will to not just rape you right now. Oh, but no. I want to take this slow. Why don't you make me feel good with your fingers? Oh, good boy. Oh, that's it. Keep rubbing my slit, baby. Oh, good boy. Pleasure, your master. Oh, I'm coating your fingers in my juices. Yes, I want you inside me. Fuck yes! Finger me, sweetie. Yes, give it to me. Feel how hot my pussy is. My little tub. I've been waiting for you forever. Wherever you've gone, I've followed you, made sure you've never gotten out of my sight. I had to call those classes in college just so we could spend more time together. And after we graduated, I must put my way onto the board of that non-profit you were working for. I did all of that, thinking I could get you to admit your feelings. What a waste. I could have just done this ages ago. I expected it to be a little harder, that I might feel guilty forcing myself on you. And oh, I didn't know it felt so right. So natural. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need more, sweetie. Stay still for me. I'm just gonna straddle your face. Good boy. Kiss my thighs. Oh, go on, feel my heat so close to you. Oh, taste it. Oh, good boy. Keep using your tongue. There you go. Oh, my perfect little pup. Looks like you're finally being honest with yourself. Take in my scent, pet. Oh, you love breathing in your mate's musk, don't you? Oh. Look how hard you've gotten. Oh, it's twitching. I haven't even touched your cock yet, and it's twitching. Oh, just eating me out has gotten you this turned on. Are you starting to realize why I needed to do this? Oh, we're just perfect for each other. Oh, that's it. Slow legs. Get my juices all over your face. Oh. Oh, now everyone's gonna know who you belong to. Oh, you're doing so well, baby. Oh, God, I think you deserve some love too, huh? Oh. Look at all that pre-cum licking out. You want me to keep licking the head of your cock, sweetie? How about I take you in my mouth? Sucking you in, yeah? Don't stop licking, baby. Oh, fuck, there you go. Get your tongue in there. My mouth's nice and warm, innit? Oh, you're whimpering, sweetie. Do you want to let it out, yeah? You want to squirt all that thick sperm down my throat? Not yet. You have to make me come first, pet. Oh, I know it's hard, but don't you want to make your master happy? Good pup. I promise I'll make it up to you. So just let me toy with you just a little bit longer. Fuck. Suck my clit, baby. Huh? Oh, fuck, that's it. I'm getting close. Don't stop. Oh, do you like how I'm grinding my hips into you? Fuck, I'm about to explode all over your face. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, swallow my cum. Whimper as I mark you. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock's spasming so desperately. I wonder how much you'd spurt out if I made you come right now. Oh, you did such a great job, sweetheart. Hold it in for me. I think you're ready. I think you're finally ready for me to claim you. Oh. My beautiful baby boy. It's time I made you mine completely. Look at that slutty expression you're making. I think I might have broken you. Yeah? Are you my cum drunk little slut, huh? Do you want Master to rape you? Yeah? Okay then. Put your legs up in the air, Pat. You heard me. Come on! Good boy. Now just let me move your knees up. That's it. Oh, fuck, you're still so hard. Those balls must be aching for release, huh? Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm gonna ravish you until you pass out. Now watch as I guide you inside me. You see that? You're inside me. Oh, God. Your cock feels fucking amazing, baby. Oh, my God. You like how tightly I'm clenching around you? I feel my walls pulsing around your shaft, yeah? I'm gonna start moving. Yes! Oh, yes! Come here. I love you. I love you so much, baby. I want to look into your eyes while I fuck you. Look at me, sweetie. Oh, good pop. You love me too, don't you? Of course you do, sweetie. I'm your mate. Your master. Oh, for goddess. Oh, I'll always protect you. I won't let anyone else get their hands on you. Not ever, okay? Keep saying you love me. Say that I'm the only woman you want. Oh, good boy. Good boy. You're gonna live with me from now on. Wherever I go, you'll be at my side. Every night, I'll mount you like this and take whatever I want, okay? Fuck, that feels so good. And you know what? You'll love it. You'll beg for me to claim you. Don't you worry. I'll make sure we're both satisfied. Fuck, you're the cutest. I can't even imagine holding back right now. All those years of waiting. Of restraint. I could have just taken you an hour, huh? I could have done it sooner. I could have cornered you after class in college. Oh, and brought you to my room. And fucked you until you couldn't sing straight, huh? That's fine. We can make up for lost time, huh? Moan even louder for me, pet. Moan. Moan as I rape you! Good boy. Good fucking boy. You make the most wonderful noises. That's right. Take it, you little slut. You enjoy being at my mercy. You want to obey, don't you? Don't fight it, sweetie. Oh, just let me take you into my tight, wet pussy, okay? Oh, fuck. Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. I make you squirm. I make your heart ache with desire. With passion, huh? Keep looking into my eyes. Don't fucking break contact, okay? Oh, fuck. This? Okay, this is where you belong. Don't you realize that? I'm your mate. You're meant to be with me. This cock is mine. Your love is mine. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go faster, sweetie. Yeah, you like that? Good boy. Oh, want me to be rougher? You want me to be even rougher? Say it. Tell me you want to be pounded into the fucking bed, huh? Goodbye. Oh, good fucking boy. Oh, fuck you nice and hard. I'm gonna put a fucking finger in your ass, okay? I'll take it. I'm inside you, just as you're inside me, okay? Doesn't it feel right? God, you're in me so deep. Ruben, all the right spots. I love you. God, I love you so much, darling. I can't wait to snuggle up next to you when I go to sleep, to wake up with you in my arms. I'm gonna get you a pretty little collar, yeah? So you never forget who owns you. Would you like that, sweetie? I'll wear my name around your neck. Fuck. Oh, you're swelling up inside me. Are you gonna come? Oh, not yet. I'm almost there. Hold on just a little longer. Oh, good boy. Yes. Yes. Do it, baby. Shoot that thing. Come into my fertile womb. Come for me. Spill your seed inside your mate's pussy. Yeah? Breathe me. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, that was incredible, sweetheart. Sweetheart? Oh, you really did pass out? Shit. I may have gone a little too far. Well, at least you look happy. I can still feel you'll come inside me. Such a big load. I'm sorry for scaring you. I honestly didn't feel like I could control myself towards the end, but somehow I wasn't bothered by that. What am I saying? You can't even hear me, can you? No. That's okay. We'll be able to talk tomorrow. Perhaps I'll properly introduce you to my family. They'll be eager to meet my mate. We're going to be quite busy, sweetheart. Take a while to get everything in order. For the moment, though, all I want is to hold you tightly. That way, when you finally come to your senses again, you'll be safe in my arms.